Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. When doing the math, the United Auto Workers strike has cost the U.S. economy nearly $4 billion. It cites lost wages for workers and more than $1 billion in manufacturing declines at General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. The damage to the economy by the strike accounts for additional costs to suppliers, dealers, and consumers. Thousands of workers are striking against the big three U.S. automakers, demanding better pay and more benefits. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is working to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy from his position. Gaetz filed a motion yesterday to force a vote. The move comes as McCarthy worked with Democrats to pass a short-term funding bill to keep the government open, which conservative members of the conference were opposed to. Republicans want much less government spending and point to it as why inflation is so high. Texas Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar is said to be a little shaken but in good spirits after he was carjacked last night in Washington, D.C. Cuellar's people said it happened about a mile from the U.S. Capitol. Police are looking for three men who they say stole Cuellar's vehicle and his luggage. At least one carjacker had a gun. The U.S. Postal Service has released its postage stamp honoring the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Ginsburg. It features an oil painting of the justice showing her in a black judicial robe and her iconic white collar. In a statement yesterday, USPS Board of Governors Chair Roman Martinez called Ginsburg an iconic figure who dedicated her life to public service and the pursuit of justice. She served on the court for 27 years. The Major League Baseball playoffs begin today. Eight teams will take to the diamond to begin their quest for a World Series title in the best of three wild card round. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Former NFL tight end and Super Bowl champion 70-year-old Russ Francis has been identified as one of two people who died in a plane crash Sunday at the Lake Placid Airport in upstate New York. The Patriots Football Club confirmed his death. Francis recently purchased the Lake Placid Airways Scenic Tour business. He was in a Cessna 177 Cardinal when they experienced an emergency just after takeoff around 4:09 p.m. Eastern. It did not make it back to the runway. Construction spending is higher with single-family homes leading the way. New government figures show spending on residential construction rose 1% nationwide in August. Public construction, which includes spending on schools and highways, rose just over 0.5% in August. Dancing with the Stars judge, 78-year-old Len Goodman's official cause of death has been revealed after his passing back in April. Goodman died of prostate cancer, which spread to his bones, according to his death certificate. October is a good time to look up to the sky as the month features two eclipses and two meteor showers. Venus will also make an appearance, shining brightly near the waning crescent moon in the early hours of October 10th and October 11th. On October 8th and 9th, stargazers will see the Draconid meteor shower. Saturday, October 14th, we'll see an eclipse from southern Oregon to southern Texas, starting around 11 o'clock in the morning Eastern. The rest of North America will see a partial eclipse. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. How are you? Happy Tuesday to you. I'm Bill Martinez. He is John Guandolo, the counterterrorism expert and former FBI agent who joins us now. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. But like you, I'm looking at the emerging threats that seem to be mounting and arising, and it would appear that this administration, just like they were with Russia and Ukraine, are asleep at the wheel. What am I missing here, John?
Well, I guess I would put it. First of all, I agree with you. There are a lot of threats that this administration is actually advancing. But what I would say is I don't believe, and even this is unbelievable, even some Democrats are saying it, but I think they're for different reasons, that this is not them just accidentally or stumbling down the road because they're incompetent. I think this is, we are seeing exactly what they want. They're exactly what they planned. Whether we're talking with at the border, they're getting exactly what they intended. Literally hundreds of thousands of people, now millions per year, coming into the country illegally, and more stories about the coming from hostile nations. You've got the China threat, the corruption inside the administration. You've got the corruption inside the administration with the Ukraine, spending billions of American dollars in the Ukraine to fund a corrupt government there, which is acting on behalf of, in some part, to Mr. Biden, because he's financially engaged there, he and his son. I mean, it's across the board. And I don't think it's because they're just bad policy people. I think they're getting exactly what they want to get.
Mm-hmm. Are they joined at the hip with the World Economic Forum? I mean, because this seems to be an agenda. I mean, the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab are kind of sitting back just watching all this unveil. And even, I mean, they kind of smile with China's aggressiveness because at the end of the day, he's made it real clear, Klaus Schwab is that he will be the king of the mountain.
Yes. So the short answer is yes. I mean, you've got senior administration officials working directly with the World Economic Forum leadership. I mean, you even had Christopher Wray, the FBI director, participate in the last meeting that they had and participated via video conference and spoke at the World Economic Forum. And you have to if Christopher Wray is going to plead that it's just some neutral economic body, then it, at a minimum, he's as dumb as a cinder block, but he has demonstrated he's not. So again, they're wittingly aiding and abetting the enemies of the United States, the enemies of liberty, really, in the West.
Right.
So I agree with you. The World Economic Forum is a threat. They are poised. And by the way, just in the last 4 weeks, we've seen, the work they're doing with the leadership, Secretary General of the United Nations, the leader of the Muslim World League, which is the first Muslim Brotherhood, international Muslim Brotherhood organization on the planet, and the leading Muslim Brotherhood organization in the world, which reports directly to the King of Saudi Arabia. So you have all these entities working together against liberty. And our government officials are right in the middle of it, supporting it. I mean, you know, we can keep like going deeper, but one of the commissioners appointed by Mr. Biden on the U.S. Commission for International Religious Freedom is consistently meeting with the leadership of the Muslim World League, World Economic Forum, et cetera, Mohammed Majid. So this is a very well coordinated effort.
Well, the thing that's very difficult for the everyday citizen to understand here, John, is that this has so many layers and so many dynamics to it. It is purposely confusing, and they're able to get away with this. I say they. These are the lever pullers of this, whether it happens to be, you know, participants and people involved from the Biden administration, you know, whether it's the CCP or the World Economic Forum. I still believe it's the World Economic Forum who's got the bigger levers, and they have major control over this. And, and some of these operations that are being done within the country. You know, the way our judicial system, our justice system is falling apart, John, this is all being orchestrated. I mean, it's so insane and mind-boggling that the way the courts are acting, you know, towards conservatives, particularly against President Trump. Okay, I get it, you hate Donald Trump, but, I mean, you're going to destroy the law, you're going to destroy the Constitution in the process of it all? You hate him that much? All this stuff is, as you said, it erodes, the foundational pillars of freedom and liberty that over a million Americans have died for.
That's right. And a couple things. I do agree. The one thing that I will share that when I speak to groups and teach and train people is when the light bulb goes on and they see how well coordinated these efforts are, whether it's the communist movement, the Islamic movement, the non-ideologically aligned, like the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, how well coordinated they're working together. Mm-hmm. And that American leadership, certainly this administration, but you know, you and I have talked about this before, the Republican leadership has proven to be the worst, because they're the ones who are supposed to be holding the line, and they're the ones holding the door for our adversaries. So it is all of that, and I don't disagree. You know, people have asked, do you think it's the World Economic Forum or it's this or that? The World Economic Forum has trained and put into place leaders in Europe and in the United States.
Right.
So they've got their players in there. So I don't disagree. I don't really argue that point, because I think in the end it doesn't matter right now. They are so well coordinated. But you made the point with what they're doing in America, and this is why when it's this bad, this well coordinated, we have to remember that's why the only way to win this is at the local level. You clear out your county of these hostile actors, and you build out from there. That's how we take this whole thing back.
Exactly. And you've been a proponent of, you know, from day one of that. And you've got, empirical evidence that that works, right?
We do. Absolutely, we do.
Well, give us a story here. We got 40 seconds left before we go to break.
Well, I'll just talk to you about what's been going on in Oklahoma. I mean, we had trained several groups there, and they got organized and put together basically an all-star team from those groups, and they've taken back numerous counties across Oklahoma. And now they've got a real power base in Oklahoma, and you would think Oklahoma wouldn't be having problems, but they're having problems like everywhere else. But that's how it works.
And it's making a difference. And, of course, there's more stories to be shared here. We've got to go to break. John Guandolo continues with us on the other side. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry has been spreading the gospel via unique radio and media broadcasts for over 7 decades, and it all revolves around a powerful question: have you heard? The Tide Ministry's Have You Heard Challenge invites people like you to ask at least 10 others if they've heard what Jesus did for them. If someone responds that they've not heard, tell them about the love of Christ. If the person already knows Jesus and has accepted his gift of salvation, invite them to join you in the challenge and share the gospel themselves. The Great Commission commands us to make disciples in all nations. And while the Tide Ministry is reaching millions of listeners around the world, you can be reaching the people in your own community. To learn more about the Tide Have You Heard Challenge and how you can make an eternal impact in the lives of people in your neighborhood with the good news of Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
And we're We're back with you with a counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent, the one and only John Guandola. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. As John and I were talking about earlier again, you know, don't take our word for it. You know, you have to own your own knowledge. And hopefully what we're talking about motivates you to look into these matters more deeply. Yes, they can seem complicated and they can be overwhelming at times. But this is what the ruling elites are counting on, is that they will wear us out and that we will surrender and become apathetic. And then when we become apathetic, they will have their way and continue to march forward with their particular agenda, which has nothing to do with the U.S. Constitution. So what your instincts are saying to you are exactly right. Common sense has been abandoned. I mean, even Bill Clinton, in a weekend interview with my friend John Katsimides, said as much, John. I don't know if you saw that, in saying that the Democrats are losing it when it comes to border control. But even his assessment on it was a little goofy, because he's talking that, you know, we need to have immigrants. If we don't have immigrants, then, we need machines. And there's not enough machines to do all the work, so we need the immigrants to do the work. But it's like, wait a minute, so you got to stop and think for a moment. Again, common sense. These immigrants that are coming in, they are not coming in with a fair chance to win. They are beholden to the cartels that has an established infrastructure throughout this country of ours, and they are controlling these mules, basically. They are mules either for sex trafficking, for drug trafficking, or whatever bidding the cartels have in mind. That's how well entrenched they are. And every once in a while, you may see their head stick up from their, from the holes in the ground. But they are here, and they're becoming more and more evident in how they conduct their business. And we just think, okay, well, there's some more shootings in Chicago, or there's some more killings in New York. Okay, you know, Atlas shrugs, so to speak, and life goes on. It's not affecting me. But the fact of the matter, it's there, and you can no longer be laissez-faire about it and casual, because in your casualness, you are surrendering your liberties, full stop. John, what do you say?
Well, I actually agree with your assessment, and interestingly, in that interview with Mr. Clinton, they brought up the report that Elon Musk did, which I watched actually yesterday, the full video where they spoke to the congressman representing the area on the Texas border. They talked to the mayor, the sheriff, and they all said the same thing. We are overrun. You know, 2,500 people a day that they're stopping, and those are the ones that they're actually encountering. Those aren't the people illegally getting across without having an encounter. And so that's just at one of the 9 or 11 key spots there along the Texas border. And so you've got a heck of a lot of people coming in every day, both that are being detained, and then many of which are being let into the country because that's the order of this administration, many of whom are not being encountered and are coming across. And we know from reports that you've got people in there that are on the terror watch list or from countries like Syria or Yemen that we know are hostile to us, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and others. And so it's a disaster down there. And it's interesting to see Democrats like Mr. Clinton saying this, but I always raise the red flag. They do not eat their own without a purpose.
Exactly.
So there's something else going on, and our assessment has been for the last year that they're going to move Mr. Biden out and replace him, or they're preparing to have him not run and have another candidate, or have him run to make a good show of it, but knowing that they're going to put a guy like Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama or someone in there to actually be the next Democrat nominee.
Yeah, it's I mean the numbers are just so much against President Biden, along with his continued stumbling and fumbling. It's a train wreck, and people cringe every time. And then, as if that's not enough, I mean, there's an article this morning about all the storytelling and the unnecessary storytelling, and his mischaracterization and rewriting of history. It's just so blatant, but it's consistent with his character. Even when he was of sound mind, he did this kind of thing. And so it's kind of written into his brain matter that that's what he gravitates to. And, people kind of write it off as the, avuncular uncle who comes around, once a year at Thanksgiving or Christmas and tells these whoppers of a story. And then, they go on until, he comes back the next year. But he's not. He's the president of the United States. And, and for Clinton, to make this stand, I think it's interesting because, as you say, the Democrats don't do things, out of, happenstance or, kind of.
Sure.
There's a planned purpose. Bill Clinton laid the ground here so that the Democrats can somehow come in and seal the border and be the heroes and always be the heroes, the ones who saved the nation from all this, from the open borders and the illegal immigration. They want to plant their flag of glory and victory on that. And, and this is kind of a way to, begin to open up the narrative, because the mainstream media will quote Bill Clinton and talk about, why they needed to, secure the border. And he was the one, brought sense once again to the Democratic Party. But anyway, that aside, right now, I did want to talk to you about this growing controversy that's happening in a school that you have personal affiliation. You went to this school, and this is the Kiske School near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Tell our audience about this. We got about 3 minutes left, John, so go ahead.
Yeah, so I got a scholarship to go to Kiske after high school from the Naval Foundation, which ended up getting me into the Naval Academy. And the headmaster at the time, Jack Pigeon, was the longest standing headmaster in the country. And Kiske was founded in 1888. It's east of Pittsburgh in a small mountain town called Salzburg. And it was a school that was focused on real education, teaching young men the principles they would need for success. And the success of graduates is well documented. But, I'll give you a couple of examples. My calculus professor was a valedictorian at Yale. My chemistry professor was a World War II Italian vet and quite a colorful character. But our first few exams in chemistry were all essay. You had to explain why things were happening. My English professor was the brother of a very famous poet, Stone Gray. So all these people that were these amazing people, but the environment nurtured real deep education, coat and tie, respect, all these things. And when Jack Pigeon retired in the early 2000s, they brought in a new guy, Chris Brunningston, who for the first several years let things kind of ride. But in the last 10 years, it has been this slow chipping away of the things that have made Kiske what it is. And they formed a partnership in 2019 with a school in China. They've been deepening that. They brought in students from Saudi Arabia and Qatar. Why? Nobody seems to know why these things are happening. They brought recently a transgender in to explain that. They supported BLM and Antifa, and they support diversity, equity, and inclusion. All this garbage, and you see it going down. And here's the point. Here's what brought it to a head in the last few weeks is alumni found out they want to go co-ed, and they claim it's for financial reasons, but it's not. So the headmaster and the leadership is lying to the alumni, lying to the donors. Now it's a national story that there's something else going on here. A lot of possibilities, but the alumni are holding the line, and this group, Friends of Kiske, that's been formed to hammer home and hold the line, and that's what we're doing, and I'm a part of that.
Well, stay tuned, because the details will continue to be reported. And John Guandolo, thank you so much for keeping us up to date. Where can they go for more information to strengthen themselves locally? We got 10 seconds.
Well, there are a lot. My new website is johnguandolo.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
USA News Update. When doing the math, the United Auto Workers strike has cost the U.S. economy nearly $4 billion. It cites lost wages for workers and more than $1 billion in manufacturing declines at General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. The damage to the economy by the strike accounts for additional costs to suppliers, dealers, and consumers. Thousands of workers are striking against the big three U.S. automakers, demanding better pay and more benefits. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is working to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy from his position. Gaetz filed a motion yesterday to force a vote. The move comes as McCarthy worked with Democrats to pass a short-term funding bill to keep the government open, which conservative members of the conference were opposed to. Republicans want much less government spending and point to it as why inflation is so high. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I remember when I was growing up, one of the songs, popular songs from Paul Simon, and it was Simon and Garfunkel at the time, was The Sound of Silence. I am a rock. I am an island. Remember? And, in some cases, I think this is kind of the false encouragement that is, that rings out there, is that we're an island unto ourselves. But we haven't been designed that way. That's not the way God designed us. And I ran across this research information the other day, and I thought it was quite interesting. It said that only 59% of responding adults said they have a best friend. Wow. That's 41% people out there, they don't have a best friend. And so what does that mean? Whether it's a best friend or you just have a circle of friends that you can go to, that can speak into your life and, hold you accountable or encourage you when you need that. Life is a battle and it's a hard go to do it alone, especially when that is not the way we've been designed, regardless of your personality type, whether, you're an introvert or an extrovert. You need people. You need a friend and a good friend, a best friend. Jeff Kent is with us right now. He is my good friend, a man of God, former NFL quarterback and ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I thought it was interesting, this survey, reading about it. How many guys, women, as well, involved in this survey. Only 59% could respond that they had a best friend, a go-to person that they had in their lives that they could talk to about anything. And, you know, and I thought about that. I said, God, you, that's something, because you're always talking about level five friendships. And, you know, and it's all, you know, consistent with what God has said about us, that we must be respective and considerate of the horizontal, the relationships with one another, and the vertical relationship with Him, which is interesting because it forms a cross once again, right?
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Well, you know, going back when things were perfect and Adam was created by God and hadn't fallen yet, God still said it's not good that you be alone.
Exactly.
You need a friend. And, of course, He designed Eve to be His friend. And friendship is the best starting bond for marriage. But I hear a lot of guys say, you know, when you ask them, do you have a best friend? They go, oh, yeah, my wife's my best friend. Mm-hmm. But who's the best friend that helps you be a better husband?
Right.
Who's the best friend who you call at 2 a.m. in the morning when your wife is sick, or when your wife is threatening to walk out, or when your kid gets arrested, or when you have a drug problem that you need to get another man to step into your life and help you? We need a best friend that can make us a better husband or make us a better wife if we're a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's how God designed us. You know, it's teamwork. You kind of mentioned it. We're not supposed to go solo. And I'm not, you know, I've been reading the same research. The Wall Street Journal had a huge article on the crisis of loneliness amongst men. It's even higher than amongst women. And it's because we get isolated. We get busy. We stick with screens. We start texting and emailing instead of connecting. We cut out time for our best friend and our hangout time because we're, you know, busy with yard and house and family and job and driving the kids to a million things. But I think you and I want to encourage men and women, particularly men who have this problem more.
Mm-hmm.
You need an hour a week and check in every now and then with your buddy, maybe one, maybe two, maybe three close friends, and you're intentional with them, and you're going to love it, and it's going to make you a better man.
Yeah, I can tell you, and I may have shared this with you before, so forgive me if I'm repeating myself, but years ago, this was the result of the Promise Keepers movement. And they had encouraged, Coach McCarthy had encouraged what he called E-teams, encouragement teams. And there were four of us that met, I want to say for like 4 or 5 years, Jeff. And we would meet once a week. We'd have breakfast at Coco's restaurant in Southern California. And the waitresses, you know, they knew when we were coming in, you know, we have plenty of coffee, plenty of cream. And, you know, we just sit there and just encourage one another. And, you know, and even the waitresses, you know, they would come by and, you know, kind of just appreciate the spirit, the encouragement that was there. I mean, it wasn't all been one big cheerleading session, because some of it was tough. I mean, you know, even though like we're in a public space, you know, guys were living life and having challenges in their life, whether it had to do with their wife or their children, jobs, the whole gamut. But each of us were, you know, immensely blessed, because we realized for that period of time, especially, that, you know, we had somebody watching our back. And it's interesting that one of the four that I met with is one of my best friends. And we are still in touch to this day.
Yeah, that's awesome. I meet with two sets of guys every week. And I actually have been doing it by Zoom lately, because one of them moved away and the other ones, none of them live in town. So I want to encourage someone who feels like, man, I don't have the same friends I used to, or I don't have depth of friendship that I wish I had, or I got a good friend, but I hardly ever talk to him. I want to encourage you, if you take some simple steps of intentionality, you can start enjoying friendship again, and that other person is going to like it too. First of all, call a friend and make sure you do it every week. That's why you had a group that had a set meeting, right? The Cocos.
Right.
I have time for my Zoom call with my guys. But for once a week for a month, call a particular friend, check in, say, hey, what's going good? What's going hard? What's the most important thing I can pray for you? And here's what's going on with me. Do that four times this next month, once each week. Just get on the phone. The guy may say, hey, let's go to breakfast. He may say, you know, let's get outside and do something together. But mm-hmm. if you start that habit of calling on the phone and asking an intentional question, your depth of friendship's going to develop, and then that guy's going to like that with you. And eventually you may do what you and I have done, start right. a group and keep huddling. But I'm not into groups as much as I'm into friendship. I love groups, but I want mm-hmm. the guy in the group to be a friend of the other guys. You know, you join groups and you stop being part of groups, but friendship, you don't quit. But it does
make exactly.
intentionally yeah. staying in touch and asking what's important to talk about.
Well, that gets to your point. When you do your series about, you know, levels of friendship, and that level five friendship is that type of friendship that has, you know, credibility, it has tenacity, it has patience, you know, those good qualities, because, you know, no doubt, I mean, you know, having a friend isn't all roses and rainbows. I mean, you know, part of being a friend is being able to ride through those valleys of life with the other person that can sometimes get messy, right?
Yeah. You know, if you have someone you're thinking about developing a friendship with, you might want to just give them a call and say, hey, if you had an hour or two of free time to do something fun, what would you like to do? Let the guy share what it is, and they say, hey, why don't we plan to do that in the next month or two? Get it mm-hmm. in the calendar. And then during that time, unlike the typical guy thing where you go spend a day together and come home and your wife says, hey, how was it? Great. What'd you talk about? Nothing. actually talk about something. And I want to tell men, if you want a confidential and loyal friend, all you need to do is ask if you would like to be confidential and loyal to each other and stay in touch regularly. If the guy agrees, then you're both on solid ground to start opening up and talking about the important stuff. All of this
exactly.
coaching I've got in the Level 5 Friendship Playbook that is available at menhuddle.com, and they can get that playbook.
You got to check that out. The reason I was laughing, Jeff, is because there was four guys. We used to play golf every weekend. We'd play golf. And I mean, this was probably 4 or 5 years of just playing golf. Well, one time they decided, hey, look, we're going to have dinner. We're going to get the wives together. We're all going to sit down and talk and everything like that. And it was hysterical because, you know, the wives come in and in a matter of minutes, they're pulling stuff out of these guys that and out of all of us that we never talked about on the golf course. And they were like shocked to go, what, you guys don't talk about it? No, we play golf. So it was unbelievable. Well, Jeff Kemp, you're awesome. Thank you, buddy. God bless. Take care.
This message is sponsored by Lysol.
Christina Milian here. I love singing at home with my kids, but did you know that 1 minute of singing can produce 1,000 airborne virus and bacteria-filled droplets? Yes, you heard that right. 1,000 droplets every minute. Yuck. Luckily, Lysol has me covered. New Lysol air sanitizer is the only air care product approved by the EPA that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses while eliminating odors in the air. And it helps to reduce the spread of illness-causing pathogens in the air like cold, flu, and coronavirus. So whether I'm in the studio or at home, Lysol air sanitizer is a must-have for me and my family. Plus, it comes in 3 scents. My favorite is Simple Fresh. Find Lysol air sanitizer at a store near you so you can continue belting out your favorite songs knowing that the air around you is sanitized. To learn more, visit www.lysol.com. Now, what should I sing next?
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us. Hope you're having a great day. We got the Good News Girl, Samantha Mao, coming up in just a moment. Got some great viral videos to share with us. Don't you love this part? I love that we're able to have this bit of respite, one time a week at least, to talk about some good news and, you know, to kind of remind us that, you know, there's some good human beings out there that are looking out for one another and doing great things, great acts of service. And acts of service in such a way that are not expecting, you know, any kind of return. Just being a fellow human through this journey of life and offering up a hand, a smile, you know, some acknowledgement, right? That's what it's all about. Samantha Mao is with us right now. I hear her. Is she here?
I'm here.
Yeah, quiet as a church mouse you are. So, you know,
yeah,
I'm thinking, okay,
I have a little babysitter today, so everything's kind of...
it's kind of under control, theoretically, anyway, right?
Yeah,
when you have a little one, it's all theoretically, because it can fade so quickly.
Great.
Well, speaking of good things that people do, you've got a woman who finds a $25,000 hidden treasure after a 51-day search. I mean, what put her on this search?
Okay, so this is actually... I'm like... If I was clever enough and had the time, I would totally do something like this. This is in Iowa. A woman named Chelsea Gatta. She decided to search for a buried treasure that she found. So the clues began to be posted online by these two businessmen named John Maxim and David Klein. They had clues to the location of this treasure.
So somebody actually had buried the treasure. Okay, I get it.
Yes.
All right.
It was like an online treasure map with clues that were posted. They were kind of posted in riddles and poems using, like, pop culture references, like the Stranger Things and different stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It was really amazing to me that she figured it out. I mean, even there was one clue that was, like, it said that something about a church being reversed, and she ends up looking at a trail map and realizing it's shaped like a church, and if you flipped it upside down at the tip of this, that's where the treasure is.
Oh my gosh, wow. Wow, that's incredible. Yeah, that's destiny. When something like that happens, right?
That's
oh my
right.
gosh.
She was about to get in her car and be on her way home. She was just about to give up after 51 days of searching. And she was like, you know what? Let me just go back one more time. And she goes back and she finds that the treasure is actually cast. It's in a little treasure chest that these guys have buried. They just did it for fun. I've heard of these things happening every once in a while that people will bury, uh-huh. These people with money
right.
will bury the treasure. And I love it. I love that there's still a little adventure where there's
did they have any idea, Sam, did they have any idea what the universe of people that existed that were, searching for this hidden treasure? Was she like one in, 100 or 1,000 people or 10,000 people that were searching? Do they have any idea?
I didn't hear that discussed in the story, but I have to imagine there was a lot of people looking for it because, when you've heard about this stuff before, it's usually very popular. But they didn't have mm-hmm. They didn't have any competitors walking around her. Did they have her videotaped with these guys? And after she found it, expressing her gratitude. So $25,000 of earnings in 51 days, not too shabby.
Not too shabby, and it only took the IRS 10 seconds to figure out where she was.
Oh man. They're waiting for her already. They figured out the map. They're waiting for her.
Oh, they're knocking on the door. Are you kidding me? They'll tell this story. They're going to come after me. They want their piece of the action, though they didn't do any of the, where were they in helping her with the clues and all that, right?
Exactly. And, I do wonder how that's going to work with that. I'm sure the IRS is going to get their chunk, especially since I'm sure they're aware of it. And
No doubt.
But don't you love this little throwback, though, that people are going to actually get the chance to hunt for treasure? Like,
See, but I think if she's smart, what she would do, what she would do is, take her part that's supposed to go to the IRS, and then she can make a treasure hunt out of it for them.
Yes. Tell the IRS a riddle.
Yeah, really. Here, follow the riddle here.
That's a great idea.
See if you'll last for 51 days and look for an upside-down church or something,
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just saying that because I'm a brat, that's all. So put up with me. But I just think that there's just something so unrighteous about that here, this woman, has a fun time and these guys, put out this money like this and it's cash and it's like, and you're going to have the IRS that's going to knock on your door and go, oh, wait a minute. No, you, that's not free money. There's no such thing as free money because you're here in America and that belongs to us, right? They always got to get their piece of the action. I'm just saying.
Yeah, both guys, they always give it like their little chunk and then, it's not thrilling for any of us, especially if we see how it's being spent.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make a happy story into a bummer, but, it's just. I don't know why I've got this IRS thing on the mind. Maybe because I just finally paid my my taxes. Here's a kind stranger who paid my shopping bill when I realized I didn't have enough. Just because I'm struggling doesn't mean I'm a bad mom, right?
That's right. So, people are struggling all over right now. The economy is just really tough. And this is actually over in Manchester. In the United Kingdom, and a mother of three.
Well, you knew it had to be in England when she says bad mom, because a mom, right there tells you where it's at. Yeah, so go ahead.
That's very true. So she's a mother of three, a single mother of three, so you can imagine times are especially tough for her. And her bill was actually only $41 and, or pounds and 65 cents, and that was still too much for her. She wasn't able to afford it, but these were essential items that she was going to have to put back. And thankfully, this is the time when a stranger stepped in and paid for it. And her video discussing this ends up going viral on TikTok. I'm sure it's hitting home for a lot of people that they can't afford it. And then just seeing others, that's when you need to support your community the most, or, you can step in and really be a hero during tough times like this. And
And to your point, Sam, these are the stories that I'm hearing repeatedly. You said it right. A lot of Americans are hurting because of the economy, because of Bidenomics or whatever it is, you call it. It's hard on everybody. And I reminded everybody last week, I said, you got to remember, this isn't your fault. You didn't do this.
This government did this to you. And what's sadly repeating itself is this story where you get people who go to the cashier stand and they realize that they've got more food than money, and you see them taking taking things that are necessities. I mean, we're not talking a bunch of juju bees or chocolate cake or whatever, but necessities, eggs and milk and that, and they're taking it out of their shopping cart because they just can't afford it. People are maxing out their credit cards because of not because they're going out and buying elaborate things, but they're buying, daily things that they need, to live by, food. And this is the problem with the economy. So we're seeing more of this. And for those who have and that are reaching out and helping, a fellow sojourner who's having a tough time, God bless you for doing that. And I know that God will bless you back richly. For your help, for a person like this, whether they're, over on the other side of the Atlantic or here in the United States, no matter where, because this is a universal challenge right now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And, that's what, this person stepped in. They didn't get the story's gone viral, but the person's not trying to get any credit or be named or anything like that. This is just a stranger looking out for somebody who needed it. In the moment, they were able to help, and I guess none of us ever really know when we're going to get the chance to step in and be the hero somebody needs that day. So,
exactly,
everybody keep your eyes out for those opportunities like that. If you can help, do help.
Yeah, make it a blessed day, be a blessing. Speaking of which, you got a good Samaritan who saves a bride's big day. What happened?
Can you imagine this, Sharon? We have some international stories this week. This is actually over in Scotland, but Sharon Travers is on her way to her wedding ceremony in her dress at Cold's Parish Church in Aberdeen, Scotland. And she decides to take a 1976 Triumph Stag, and she said it was like the universe was conspiring against her, and it just breaks down on the way there. So she's on the way to her ceremony, ready to go, and she's on the side of the road with no way of getting there. And fortunately for her, a stranger stops by and sees her distress, sees that she's obviously, you can tell where she, this is the one time you can look at an outfit and know where somebody is on their way to.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious,
That's right. So he becomes hers. They said he's her savior. He got her to the church in time, and she was so, emotional and thankful that she forgot to ask for his name and ends up going on social media later and finding him. It's a man named Alan Knowles. Just in the right place at the right time. And now, instead of being a sad day, it's a funny story to tell their kids in the future.
Of course. Well, hopefully she saved him a piece of cake, for goodness sakes, at least.
That's right.
I'm just saying. This next story is about a warrant officer who risked his life to save a boy who was being electrocuted. Wow, what happened here?
This is up in Michigan. This 8-year-old boy is electrocuted, and the paramedics and officers are on the way right away. And when you get there and you're watching the video, you can tell that the people in the area, they think he's already passed. They don't think he's still alive, and he's by a live wire, so people can't get to him. And this officer, risk his own life to get there. And the officers drag him. They get him there. The names are Corporate Daniel Rose and Officer David Chapman. And they pull him away, get him to the officer, or they get him to the hospital in a record 4 minutes, and the boy survived.
Wow.
They just do it without even thinking, these officers.
And so they risk their own life, and everybody else kind of standing watching, thinking, okay, there's no answer. This kid's dead. And but this one officer is determined to make a difference, and that difference saves his life. Unbelievable. Wow, what a great story. Hey, now you know why she's a good news girl. She's loaded with stories like this, and she comes to us every week at this time, and we're so grateful for her faithfulness to share these wonderful stories. Samantha Mao, she's the good news girl. Thank you, Sam.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wong